Dave Ricks, CEO of Eli Lilly, joining us here on 93 WIBC. Dave, first off, earlier today, you guys announced that you are expanding testing at your Eli Lilly headquarters here in downtown Indianapolis. So who now is eligible to get tested through your drive-thru?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. That's right. We announced earlier today that we have expanded testing. We started with healthcare workers and have then expanded to first responders, so police, fire, and EMS. And today we've expanded to other groups, both those frontline workers who are deemed essential. So this includes, you know, bus drivers, cafeteria workers, people who check us out at essential stores, who have a lot of contact with the public, as well as those that are at the highest risk in the general public. So those are the elderly, those with pre-existing conditions like diabetes and hypertension. And as a reminder to viewers, you do need a physician's note that says you're in one of these categories and authorizing the test.
All right, that was going to be my next question, what they need to do in order to be able to go through that drive-thru. Another question for you, Dave. What have you guys learned so far at Eli Lilly, in the labs and with the testing so far? Is social distancing really working?
Well, we believe, you know, we're a scientific company, and we have been doing everything we can to respond to the COVID-19 crisis, including building our own testing lab. We're not a testing company, but we have scientists who know how to do science, and they set this up. What we've learned so far is that social distancing, based on the data we've seen from across the country and the world, does work. But the stronger we all execute it, the more we follow the guidelines, the faster it will work and the more profound the effect. You know, COVID-19 is not out of our control. Every citizen can play a role by following the simple guidelines that have been put out by all health authorities. Staying at home unless absolutely essential, to go out if you have to go out, keep social distance of at least 6 feet and try not to touch anything or anyone, and then wash your hands when you get home, and take a special care to avoid contact with the elderly and those with pre-existing health conditions. These simple things can flatten the curve, as they say, and we launched this social media campaign today called In This Together, with a capital IN for Indiana, to try to get that Hoosier spirit around what is, let's face it, an inconvenient thing to do every day, but actually will save lives, even though we may never know the person that we might have infected. So this is something we all need to pull together and do as a community.
Going off of that new campaign that was announced today, who else are you guys partnering with for this campaign?
It's a broad partnership. So the sports teams, the Colts and the Pacers, have showed up, and you'll be seeing videos and promotion from some of the superstars on our local sports teams. So look for that even this evening. IU and Purdue and their athletic departments are engaged, along with, of course, the state, Mayor Hogsett and his office. Many in the nonprofit community are promoting this, as well as the corporate community here across the state. So we're all pulling together, as it says in this together, to get the word out. Social distancing matters. It saves lives. And if we look at the national data, we can see the tragedy unfolding in a few states that were slower to respond and less effective in social distancing. And they, New York, New Jersey, the tri-state area in the East, are having just a horrible time. And it's causing not just suffering, but loss of life. On the other hand, there are states that moved early and have flattened their curve. They have less growth in cases. And that's what we want to be as Hoosiers. We want to be on those flatter curves. And it's up to us to embrace these practices, no matter how inconvenient, to slow down this virus.
Along with the social distancing, and let's go back to you were talking about your scientists in the labs.
Yeah.
So what is Eli Lilly's role in researching coronavirus? I mean, are you guys looking to help find a vaccine or a cure?
We are. Of course, the company maybe 25 years ago diverted its research away from infectious disease to other areas. But our scientists are clever, and as this crisis began to unfold, even in Asia in late January, we began discussions on what we could do to help. Local testing, of course, is using our equipment and our expertise to expand testing capacity. And so, you know, today we've tested over 6,000 people. More than half the tests in the entire state have been run down at Lilly, both for the State Department of Health and then through the drive-thru, which we just expanded today. But also we looked at existing therapies that are approved for something else, and could they be useful in addressing the virus and in killing it or slowing it down? And we have several candidates there, and you can expect future announcements soon with clinical trials we'll be starting with medicines already in our hand. We also are working with the Gates Foundation to make our chemical libraries available for screening to look for new candidates. And then we started our own program looking for a new medicine by isolating the antibodies of a surviving patient in the U.S., so this person's own response to the virus, and turning their antibodies into a medicine for patients at risk or who are sick with COVID-19. That's moving at light speed. We hope to start a clinical trial with our partner there, AbCellera, as the company that the biotech company we're working with, as early as this summer. So these things are moving along. A vaccine is not something we're pursuing at this time, but will come. I'm confident the industry will have an effective vaccine, but it won't come until sometime in the second half of next year. So we need therapies and we need social distancing in the meantime.
I guess my final question for you, Dave, is with you guys helping, you know, try to solve this issue of the coronavirus. That's not stopping you guys from all of your other normal roles, right? Like you're not falling behind with the insulin and other products that Eli Lilly is a part of, right?
Thank you so much for asking that. No, our factories are running 24/7, and in fact, I need to call out the incredible work of our factory workers, our guys on the line and women on the line who are making insulin day and night, along with all the other life-sparing, life-saving products we make. There are not shortages of Lilly products, and patients shouldn't be worried about that because those people are going to work to do their job. We also are continuing most efforts remotely. That's been an interesting experience, but the company is running effectively remotely. And one area that we have announced some slowdown is in clinical trials. If you're in a Lilly clinical trial, it continues. But new studies we've paused on as the demands on the health system globally are significant, and we want to focus the resources on caring for the ill as well as maintaining the studies we've already started.
Dave Ricks, CEO with Eli Lilly. Dave, is there anything else you'd like to touch up on?
No, thanks for having me on. And let's get the word out on In This Together campaign. Social distancing can save lives here in Indiana. We all can be a part of it.
Definitely. All right, Dave, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.